is this fourth chapter of the Magdalene, which is titled Sri Mandakapuri's Devotional Service. And the whole chapter, the entire chapter, is focusing on the soul of Mandakapuri. And would you believe, at the end, the second to last verse is a Thala being fruit, Thala Stuti, a verse which is describing the result of hearing the description, in this case, of Mandakapuri. So just to sort of prime you up and get you ready, and hopefully to get you suitably focused and appreciated the value of this. Interesting to search. It's from the same chapter, chapter 4 of Magdalena, and it is verse 212. It's actually the same to the last verse in the chapter. And it's like a blessing. Giving a blessing, saying what is the result of hearing what we're going to be discussing. Shmada Yukta Hana Ipa Shune Ye Jana Sri Krishna Charane Se Paya Prema Dana. One who hears this oration with faith and devotion attains the treasure of Mother Godhead at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Remember, if you listen carefully and don't let our minds drift off too much, then we can get an amazing results. There will be an amazing effect from hearing about Mother Nature. Okay, so here we go. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. In this part of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya is traveling from Bengal to Jagannathpuri. He's on his way with a small group of very close associates. This is just shortly after he took sannyas, like immediately after he took sannyas, actually. And on the way, Lord Chaitanya and a group of devotees, which includes Lord Nityananda also, actually, and they stopped in a village named Renduna. Renduna. And in Renduna, there was and still is a very famous temple of Gopina. Gopina, the former Lord Krishna, Krishna as the master of the Gopis. So there they were, and they arrived, and then in the afternoon, Lord Chaitanya personally explained to all the devotees the history of the temple and the connection with Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was living, he was there basically two generations before Lord Chaitanya. So perhaps 50 years or something like that before Lord Chaitanya. And Madhavendra Puri is a very special person in our mind. He actually, strictly speaking in a technical sense, comes in the line of Madhvacharya. We are known as the Brahma, Madhva, Gaurava, Sampradaya. So Madhvacharya is there in the line. And Madhvacharya was specifically in that grouping. So Madhavendra as a very special transcendental personality, when the Lord appears, then many devotees appear with him. And some devotees appear before him. And some devotees appear on Madhavendra Puri 50 years before the war, but 50 years before him. And they have special duties and different things they do to, in the case of Madhavendra Puri, to set the scene, lay some foundation for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya and the mission of Lord Chaitanya. So Madhavendra Puri, up until he appeared, generally in the Vaishnava world, the understanding, the idea was that the supreme form of the Lord is Narayana. Lakshmi Narayana. There's no higher. And Krishna, who is Krishna, then they know something about Krishna. Who's Krishna? He is like a lima expansion of Narayana. An expansion of Lord Narayana for the sake of having certain particular enjoyable pastimes. But Madhavendra Puri was the first person to really establish the idea and discuss and live how Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Radha Krishna the Supreme, and actually Narayana are actually extensions from Radha and Krishna, and not the other way around. So anyway, there they were, on their way to Jagannath Puri, almost there, or very close, and they stopped over the base of this temple, famous and very wonderful deity, which the deity was connected with Radhavendra Puri. And Lord Chaitanya told the story to all the devotees, at length, the whole story of Radhavendra Puri. So let us go through that story. And we read that that Pala Sutta, that blessing. Anyone who listens, very nice thing. Anyone who hears the story of faith and devotion attains the treasure of love of Godhead and the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. How wonderful. So what should they be expecting? That Radhavendra Puri, he was a sannyasi, and he was traveling around, traveling mendicant, just moving around, of course, on foot. And traveled all over India. And he arrived in Vrindavan, Vrajmandala, and we hear that Vrindavan, even at the time of Lord Chaitanya or the time of the Six Goswamis, Vrindavan was sort of hidden. People were not aware of what is this place and how important is it and the different pastime places here and there around the Vrindavan area. So it was kind of secret. Even at the time of Lord Chaitanya, it was like that. What to speak of at the time of Madhavendra Puri? So, Madhavendra Puri then, he understood, of course, because, well, actually, he is an eternal associate of Radha and Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, who descended, like you said, to set the scene for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. You know who or what Madhavendra Puri is in Krishna Leela? He is a tree, a kalpa vriksha, a wish fulfilling tree in Goloka Vrindavan. And he came down a very thick tree, of course, there's so many trees. What's a tree? People don't really take trees so seriously. Certainly not in terms of learning, you know, about hearing what a tree has to say. But Madhavendra Puri, he is a tree. But as a transcendental personality, when he appeared in this world, from that world, he was a great scholar and very dynamic personality. Yes. So you can hear right in the Vrindavan area, and the description that Lord Chaitanya gives is that at one point, having moved around Vrajmandala for a while, at one point he arrived at Govardhan Hill, very famous pastime place of Lord Krishna. And he circumambulated Govardhan Hill, he did Govardhan Parikrama. And in the evening, he stopped at a place called Govindakund. Govindakund is right, it's like a small lake, right next to the hill, the famous Govindakund Hill. And there's a village there, even today. There's a village there. And the kund is there, that body of water is still there. So Madhavendra Puri He was sitting on the banks of Govindakund and chanting. And one young boy came. One young cowherd boy came with a pot, a clay pot of milk, and gave it to him. Here, take this. And the boy said that some of the ladies of the village saw you here, and they assumed you must be hungry, so they asked me to bring this pot of milk. So here it is. Please drink it. Yes, very nice. So you drink it, and I will come back later and retrieve the pot, pick up the pot and take it back. So, Mother Kapoor was very pleased, and he drank the milk, and it was not your clover, particularly not your clover 2%. It was not even your clover full cream. It was just like nectar from not even the heavenly planets, from the spiritual world. So Mother Nature Glory is drinking this milk and thinking, where did this come from? Where did this boy get this from? I've never tasted milk like this at all. Certainly, he drank the milk. Anyway, waiting for the boy to come back, but the boy didn't come back. So, evening came, and then night came, and he didn't exactly sleep. He didn't lie down and sleep, he just sat there and chanted, and sort of dozed off a little, through the middle of the night sometime. So when he dozed off like that, Mother Kapoori had a dream. And that same young cowherd boy appeared to him in his dream and spoke to him. And the cowherd boy said, my name is Gopal, and I am the master of this area. You might think it's strange, little young cowherd boy, he's the master of the area. But then the boy Gopal gradually introduced, as he's speaking in the dream, introduced more ideas of who he really was. And he said, actually, I am a deity. I am a deity of Krishna. And I was worshipped here. But then at some point, unfortunately, the Muslims attacked the village. And so the devotees, they hid me in the forest, right next to the hill, sort of deep in this very thick forest. And then they just abandoned the village because, you know, otherwise they would have just been killed. So they just left and they didn't come back. And I'm still there in the forest. So he said, Gopal said to Mother Kapoori, so in the morning, please gather the village people. Get them to bring axes and spades and machetes and things like this for really cutting through the heavy forest, and you'll find me. And when you do find me, please install me on top of the hill. So the next morning, Mother Kapoori gathered all the villagers, and they gathered all their different implements and instruments, because it threw the forest of digging, and they went for it. And after some time, deep in the middle of the forest, right next to the hill, they found Gopal. They found Gopal. Actually, Gopal, in the dream of Anandeya Puri, Gopal told him, I was actually installed originally by Vajradhar, the great grandson of Krishna. Means he's one of the original 5,000-year-old deities. So they found Gopal and washed him down a bit, and then they carried Gopal to the top of the hill. And they established him on top of the hill on a big rock. And they put another big rock behind him to support him. And then Madhavendra Puri arranged a great festival. A great festival. First of all, they started in the morning. He gathered them in the early, early morning. They took Gopal to the top of the hill. And then the word spread. Somehow the word spread that Gopal, the long lost Gopal, has been found. And he's been established now just above Govindakula. So people came from the neighboring villages, like just about, what, say, 3 maybe kilometers away is Govinda village itself, which is quite a bigger village than Govindakula. So those people came, and they had a big bathing ceremony. Hundreds of liters of water from Govindakula, which of course is Charitamrita, from the making of Lord Krishna at the end of the Govindakula Lila. So first of all, they bathed and bathed and bathed, and then when they had bathed Gopal, just the hundreds, maybe more than 1,000 liters of water from Govindakula, then they massaged him with fragrant oils. They massaged his body. So Gopal became very glossy and very rich and deep looking. And then someone brought some cloth, and they dressed Gopal, and some devotees wore different ornaments and necklaces and things, and they decorated Gopal. And then devotees, you know what they did? Then they cooked a feast. It was really a major feast. They cooked, let's see what they cooked. They cooked all the villagers brought all their stocks of rice, dal, and flour. 10 brahmins in 10 pots, means really big, like food for lifestyle. We want to welcome back His Grace Lakshmi Prabhu while we're at it. Hare Krishna. Back from the hospital. Hare Paul. Talking about food for life. So, 10 brahmins cooked the grains. And 5 brahmins cook dry and liquid vegetables. We do not want to disturb your taste buds by going into too much detail. But they made different preparations from spinach, roots and fruits collected from the forest, and someone made bada and badi by mashing dal. In this way, the mountains prepare all kinds of food. 5 to 7 men prepared a huge quantity of chapatis. Not South African rotis, but chapatis, the actual, more like the authentic thing. Yeah. So five gentlemen prepared a huge quantity of chapatis, which were completely covered with ghee, as were all the vegetables, rice, and dal. So then all the rice and all the veggies and everything and chapatis were placed on like big leaf plates in front of the Gopal, and then there was great food offering to Gopal. There were many water pots filled with scented water, and Lord Gopal, who had been hungry for many days, ate everything offered to him. Yes. So like this, and as he mentioned, the word had got out. The word had started to spread. So then what happened was, prasad was distributed to all the village people on a great scale. And then people from other villages, not just the immediate villages there near Govardhan Hill, but all of the surrounding regions, different villages approached Manavendra Puri, and they insisted, "We want to worship Gopal. Give us a day." So Manavendra Puri had to give each village a day. And the village people would come and provide all the ingredients and cook a massive feast for Gopal. And then of course after the feast, arati was offered and there was kirtan. So these different villages, one after the other, villages like Paita. Have you been to Paita? That's an interesting place. Villages like Deeg. That's also an interesting place. All these different villages from around. Villages like, would you believe, there's a village named Salk. Salk. And it's still there. Yeah. Parasoli. These different, Bukharai. These different villages surrounding, in the region. Just out from Govardhan Hill. So every day there was huge offering. And Gopal was worshipped very wonderfully and dressed in new clothes. And arati was offered, and then the prasad was distributed. And it went on for months. This program good job to finish one after the other train and have the whole day for worshiping good God. So this went on for 2 years. This went on for 2 years with at least the different villages coming every time for some months. But Mother Indrapuri stayed there for 2 years, personally acting basically, you could say, like the temple president. He gave initiation to different people who became pujaris, who looked after the deity, and different devotees were the cooks, and some rich kshatriya came and built a temple building. So it was all going on for 2 years. Then one night, after 2 years, Mother Indrapuri had another dream of Gopal. And this dream, well, actually, I forgot to mention, in the first dream, Gopal told Mother Indrapuri that I'm there, I'm stuck in the forest. And when it rains, I get wet. And when it's cold, I get cold. And when it's hot, I get hot. And most of the time, it's hot. You know, like there in that part of the world, 9 months of the year is pretty hot. And the other 3 months, it's very hot. Well, not exactly, but, you know, there is a winter and it does get cold for a few weeks. But otherwise, it's pretty hot. Like they say about Siberia, 9 months of the year is cold, the other 3 months is very cold. So anyway, now it's the second dream, and Gopal tells Mother Indrapuri, you know, it's there, everything is very nice. Thank you so much, but I'm still hot. Despite everything, despite being bathed every day, I'm still hot. You have to help me. So, in that dream, Gopal instructed Mother Indrapuri, please, you personally, don't try to send anyone else. You personally, you're the only one who can do this. Please go to Jagannath Puri. And there, they have sandalwood forests in those days. Sandalwood forests. And there you can get sandalwood. And you can bring it back here. And then have it ground into paste. And that paste can be put on my body. And it will cool me. But only you can do that. No one else will be capable. So Mother Indrapuri arranged things so the temple and the worship would go on while he was away. And then off he went, walking to Jagannath Puri. And that is a long way from Vrindavan to Jagannath Puri. It's, well, a couple of thousand kilometers or something like that. At least it's between 1 and 2 thousand kilometers, more than 2. A couple of thousand kilometers, would you say? Anyway, it's a long way. So he just had to walk, and on the way back he would have to carry all the sandalwood. It was a major program for So on the way, he stopped in Ramona, the same Ramona where Lord Chaitanya is now, and he's telling the story to Lord Chaitanya and the other devotees. So Mahavishnu stopped there, and he noticed that this temple is very nicely run. What nice arrangements for the deity. The deity has been looked after so wonderfully, and everything is just so clean and first class. And Mahavishnu thought, they must offer wonderful foodstuffs to Gopika. I must find out what do they offer to Gopika, how they prepare it, and when I return to Gopika Hill later, that I will see the same things get prepared for Gopika. Very good. So he approached one of the senior pujaris and asked, what is your program for offering foodstuffs to Gopinath? And the pujari explained all sorts of nice things they regularly offer. But then the pujari said, no, the main thing that we offer every night, right before the deity is put to rest, every night we offer 12 pots of sweet rice. Here, it is so nice. It is called Amrita Kedi. It's just, and the pujari said, nowhere in the world is any deity offered a preparation like this. And Mahavishnu Puri thought, that's wonderful. I must learn how to prepare it. So I'm going to watch, and I'm going to get some of the prasad and taste it, and then I'll see that it's prepared when I go back. It's prepared to go home. But then suddenly he thought that, what am I doing? What am I thinking? I just want to enjoy eating nice prasad. This is not good. This is not good. So, feeling embarrassed, Mahavishnu Puri, he just quietly exited out of the temple without seeing the offering and without getting any of that sweet, special sweetness. And he was thinking, I'm a sinful person. I just want to enjoy eating. I don't deserve this. So off he went, just to some other part of the village, to the market. And it was now the evening, the market had closed. So he just found a quiet spot there and took rest. Meanwhile, back in the temple, the pujari put Gopal to rest and went to take rest himself. So the pujari took rest, and what should happen? Gopinath appeared in his dream, the deity from that temple. And Gopinath told him that I have stolen one of those 12 pots of kheer. It is hidden behind the curtain in front of the altar. I have stolen it for this one particular devotee, Mandir Kapoor. So in the dream, Gopinath instructed the pujari, go back on the altar, find the pot of sweetness, it's just behind the curtain, then go to the marketplace and call out for Mandir Kapoor and give him this pot of sweetness. So the pujari got up and actually Chaitanya Charitamrita describes this interesting little point. He took a bath. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes. He took a bath. Then he went back on the altar and found the pot of sweet rice. Then off he went out into the market in the village, and he's calling out, Mandir Kapoor, where's Mandir Kapoor? And Mandir Kapoor had taken rest when he was woken up, he heard this, and he got up, yes, what is it? I'm Mandir Kapoor. And the pujari came and offered dandavats to Mandir Kapoor. You are a very special devotee because Gopinath has stolen this pot of kheer for you. Take it. And he took it. And Mandir Kapoor was just astonished. See the mercy of Gopinath. It's amazing. So he drank the kheer. And sure enough, it was completely out of this world. But he was such a devotee. You know, you get these devotees who cook, and all they have to do is not even taste the preparation to tell you exactly how it was made, the steps. What at this point, what was done at that point, and what spice first. But all they had to do was smell it, and they could tell you, and they could duplicate it completely. So Mandir Kapoor, he decided, right, when I get back, Gopinath is going to get some of this. So then, he broke the pot into pieces and kept the pot. And every day as he was traveling on to Jagannath Puri, every day he would eat a little piece of the pot. Yeah. Appreciating the value of the mercy. So then he arrived in Jagannath Puri and he got to see the king. And the king was a devotee, and the king arranged that he get all the sample work and documentation, you know, to sort of validate his possession. And a couple of people to help him carry it back, the Prabhupada explains that he was given 40 kilos of sample wood. So then off he went with now his two helpers, 40 kilos of sample wood, and also about five kilos, or maybe 10, I guess, but some few kilos of camphor. So off they went, and on the way, they stopped again in Ramuna, at the temple of Gopinath. I'm not exactly sure how far it is from Puri, but it's not so far. It's not very far. Anyway, they stopped there, and they spent the night, and during the night, Mandir Kapoor had another dream This time he dreamt again of Gopal. He dreamt of Gopal. And Gopal told him that, you know, Gopi now bear Ramuna, and we are one. We are not separate persons. We are one person. So rather than have you struggle to bring so much sandalwood and camphor all the way, please leave it with the devotees here and have it applied on the body of Gopi. So Bhagavan Puri did that. The pujaris, the devotees from the Gopinath Temple in Ramuna, they were extremely happy. And Bhagavan Puri stayed there with his couple of men until all the sandalwood was finished. Yes. And it was all applied to the body of Gopinath. And then Bhagavan Puri returned to Vrindavan. So Lord Chaitanya, well, that story of Gopinath stealing the kiya, it became famous. And the deity was then renamed, at least informally renamed, as Kira Chora Gopina. Kira Chora. Chora meaning thief. Gopina, who stole the Kira. Yes. And if you go there, they know that. They know about it. So now Lord Chaitanya is telling the story. Now Lord Chaitanya has just come to the end of telling the story. And Lord Chaitanya became so ecstatic, so overwhelmed with ecstasy telling the story, he just started a kirtan, dancing and chanting wildly in kirtan with Lord Vishnanda and this. There were like four or five or six other devotees, Chandrasekhar and a few others. And they had this amazing kirtan. And Lord Chaitanya was exhibiting all these amazing symptoms of transcendental ecstasy. So, when the kirtan finished, and it came time to close the temple, the pujaris gave Lord Chaitanya all 12 of the pots of kheer. All 12. Actually, it was in the Lord Vishnanda and 3 others. Lord Chaitanya kept 5 and gave 7 back to the pujaris to distribute. And then Lord Chaitanya and Lord Vishnanda and the other 3 members of their party each had a pot of that special, special kheer. You know, I think we're all going to have to go to the Ramuna and then get some of that kheer. We'll have to form a party and go there, because we're going to have to experience it. So yes, this is the story of Bhagavendra Puri as described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And like I said, he was the first one to really start explaining and clarifying and spreading the message that Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And of course, Lord Narayana is very, very nice, but He is not the source of Krishna. Krishna is his source. Ramakrishna are the original forms and Rashidharanadevi extensions. So he was preaching that. He was moving around preaching that. For example, he met Advaita Acharya. Actually, he went to Shantipur and he met Advaita Acharya and Chaitanya Charitamrita explains Madhavendra Puri initiated Advaita Acharya. He gave the diksha. And he was preaching and glorifying Radha and Krishna, and himself he was in the ecstasy of worship of Radha and Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya, after he has read and after he's spoken this whole story, and actually before he begins the kirtan, Lord Chaitanya spoke a special verse which Madhavendra Puri used to regularly chant. And Chaitanya Charitamrita says, only three people know this verse. One is Srimati Radharani. Second is Lord Chaitanya himself. And third is Madhavendra Puri. Such a special verse. I mean, obviously we can read it and we can sort of know it, so to speak. But to know it in the sense of realization, that is another story. So then Lord Chaitanya started chanting this verse. Aikina Dayari Rathe Matura Nata Kadara Loki Say Hridayatva Aloka Katara Dayata Ramiti King Karodhyana. O my Lord, it's in the mood of Radharani lamenting its separation from Krishna. O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? Kim Karoka, what shall I do now? So Lord Chaitanya repeated that verse. Well, let's just read what it says here. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited this verse, he immediately fell to the ground unconscious. He was overwhelmed and had no control over himself. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell to the ground in ecstatic love, Lord Nityananda quickly took him on his lap, crying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then got up again. Exhibiting ecstatic emotions, the Lord began to run here and there, making resounding noises. Sometimes he laughed and sometimes he cried, and sometimes he danced and sang. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not recite the whole verse. He simply said, Aidina, repeatedly, which means Aidi is appealing to the Lord, O my Lord, Dina, master of the form. Thus he could not speak, and profuse tears were in his eyes, and it goes on. So, Hare Krishna. Shri Madhavendra Puri Ke. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ke. Shri Chaitanya Prabhu Ke. Shri Gopal Dev. Thank you.